This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Part of what we're doing on the show this week is looking ahead to the new year. Three big events that will shape the global economy in 2017 took place in the voting booth, and not just here in the U.S. I'm also talking about the Brexit vote in the U.K. and the no vote in the Italian referendum. Marketplace's European Bureau Chief Stephen Beard joins me now for a sense of what we can expect in the year to come. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Lizzie.
When we look out into 2017 in Europe, it is a significantly different landscape than it was in 2016. Set the stage for us.
Yes, it certainly is. I mean, they're talking about 2016 as the year of revolution, and they're not only talking about Mr. Trump's victory in that context. We had two big electoral upsets here in Europe, which it is suggested part of a pattern.
Well, when we talk about sort of these two different things, right? David Cameron ends up stepping down in the UK, Matteo Renzi in Italy. Are they part of this larger pattern when we think about the new year?
Well, the Brits were voting to leave the European Union, whereas the Italians were voting on a package of constitutional measures. But the effect is likely to be the same. And the effect of the Italian vote could be to trigger a general election in Italy next year, which could bring a Eurosceptic anti-Euro party to power. So these two votes taken together do constitute a terrific blow to the EU, and they undermine the bloc's fundamental drive towards unity, towards bringing the fractious tribes of Europe closer together.
You know, we talk about the Brexit, and I was there a week after the vote, but that was 6 months ago. Where are we now? Are they any closer to actually, you know, leaving the Union?
Marginally. The Prime Minister, Theresa May, says she wants to start the exit negotiations before the end of March, and that could mean then that the UK is out by 2019. But Prime Minister May's biggest problem by far lies on the other side of the negotiating table, Britain's European partners, represented by the formidable and forbidding figure of Frenchman Michel Barnier, who's made it very clear that he wants to punish Britain for having the temerity to vote to leave the EU.
Being a member of the European Union comes with rights and benefits. Third countries can never have the same rights and benefits. Cherry-picking is not an option.
Barnier has actually gone even further than that and warned the UK that it could actually face an exit penalty. It could be forced to pay as much as $60 billion as an exit fee just to get out. That didn't go down very well with the Brits.
Before we even get to the negotiation, what sort of consequences have we seen? Are we already seeing in the UK? Certainly the pound has taken a hit.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, almost immediately after the result, the pound fell between 10 and 15% against the dollar. That's pushing up import prices. Inflation has ticked up. But for now, the big American, Japanese and other foreign banks based here in London, are worried that after Brexit, they're going to lose untrammeled access to the other 27 member states. And as a result of that, other countries elsewhere in the EU have been actively trying to persuade some of these businesses to move away, to relocate to their territories. London, it seems certain, will lose some business as a result of Brexit.
Where does all of this leave us when we think about 2017? Is there a chance things calm down or do they get more fraught?
France, Germany, the Netherlands, possibly Italy too, all will have general elections next year, and anti-Euro parties are set to do pretty well in some of them. And in some cases, they might actually win power. So it does look as if the EU is in for a further pummeling in 2017. But if 2016 has taught us anything, it's that anything can happen.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lizzie.